This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
What are we calling this?
Oh, wow.
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
I like it.
Public transportation.
Yeah.
If you've had an incident on public transportation,
we
kind of want to talk to you. In Beijing, China, on the Yajuang, I can't say it. It's their underground train, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody shot footage of two men, one wearing a mask and glasses. Have you seen this, Little D? Is he wearing a, like, what kind of mask are we talking? Like, when I read the word mask, not like a costume mask, like a ski mask. What's he wearing?
Like a sick mask.
Oh!
Oh, okay. Like a medical mask.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And they just start fighting,
like all out brawling, like
on the train,
like what you'd see in an old Western movie, like tumbling out the doors into the street. It's like they're all over the car. They start on one end, and by the time they're done, they're on the complete opposite end, and everybody in the train car is trying to avoid them, like jumping up on seats.
Nobody's
and
trying to break it
them.
Up.
Kind of, but more people are just like yelling at them to stop than I'm assuming they were yelling.
Now,
stop,
the mask guy is the guy who got the worst end of it. Who ended up on the floor getting kicked in the head?
I don't remember
thing?
Off the top of my head. It was a couple days since I've seen the video, but I think it was mask guy.
Ends up on the floor.
I believe so.
I think that's the kind of thing
Jeez. You
only get on public transportation.
That's why I don't take public transportation.
You don't go anywhere.
Well, to me, people on public transportation, it's a have to, not a want to.
You're right.
Because is that what it is?
Because when you rode the Greyhound, you did bad things, right? I forget. We've talked about it before. Did you smoke weed on the Greyhound or something?
Uh-huh. Sitting in the back the whole trip.
In the bathroom or just out in the open?
Out in the open in the back seats. We would just blow. We had like, those tubes, those cardboard tubes inside of paper towels.
Yeah.
We put like a bounce sheet on the end of it. And so we would blow our smoke into the
oil.
Oh, they didn't know. They spent the thing on the dog. Those people, they had no idea.
Oh, man. A bounce sheet on the end of a paper towel roll was the MacGyver that you came up with.
Couldn't smell it. They probably could.
Of course they could.
But they never asked for any, which I totally respect the Greyhound people.
The other passengers or the bus driver?
Usually they're always hitting you up for free stuff.
We want to hear the weirdness that happened to you on a plane, train, or an automobile. The other one that was big from the news recently was they had to turn a plane around because of a guy farting.
He passed.
He was, I guess it was exceptionally smelly.
Oh, okay.
And he just wouldn't stop. Everybody knew it was him. Like when I've been on a plane and somebody's doing that, you can never tell who it is.
Nice.
I mean, how can you tell if you're like, all of a sudden the odor will hit me. I don't know if it's coming from the front or the back. How can you tell?
Yeah,
there's
good.
No way to know. So like you're looking around and it's, there's somebody here taking advantage of the anonymity of being able to pass gas and nobody knowing who it is. This guy was unapologetic.
Oh, he made it known.
It was obvious that he's the dude, and it turned into a flat-out fight.
Oh, wow.
Fight broke out between a man and the passenger sitting next to him. Despite their pleas, he insisted on unapologetically passing gas throughout the entire flight. The plane had to be diverted to Vienna, where police with dogs removed the offender and another dude and two women who had claimed they had nothing to do with the incident.
Wait, though, but passing gas is, even in public, is not illegal. It's not even on a plane.
I know.
You can't. You just, it's something that
I think it was because he was unapologetic. The one guy's getting mad at him and then he's like keeps doing it. So it escalated into.
Oh, so that behavior. It's not.
That's
just
when it became illegal.
Gas. Okay.
Yes.
I forgot to tell you guys this, but I had a situation on one of my flights that I was recently on, an international flight.
Really?
So, yeah, we were out over the Gulf of Mexico, and the pilot had to get on, and he threatened to turn the plane around because somebody that was back in coach was refusing to use the bathroom back there and wanted to go up to first class to use the bathroom because it was closer to their seat. And it turned into a whole thing, like screaming match with him and the flight attendants. And like the pilot got on and was like, literally, some people just don't understand. This is federal regulations. Like
you go back to the bus, period.
Yeah. So then and we were over the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. And he was like, literally, we're going to have to turn this plane around. All of you guys are going to miss your vacation if this person doesn't get their act together.
I hate it when people make the pilot sound like a dad.
Right? That's exactly
I'll turn this around!
I need it!
You watch me!
Yeah. But then the rest of the flight, every person that got up to go to the bathroom walked through the plane like, wasn't me. Sorry, not me. Not me. Sorry, not me.
So you don't know who the dude was?
No idea. But I mean, you could hear them yelling and stuff up there.
All right. So most of the stories we have are about attacks. Like, we've got another one. We don't have time to get to all of them, but a woman got attacked with a screwdriver on a Bronx bus. There were there was a brawl on a school bus.
On a school bus.
There was, like, people trapped in the F train, and it was so, like, the heating thing So they were trapped in the dark, yet it was getting hotter and hotter. People stripping naked and writing, I will survive, on the glass.
Ugh.
If you've had an interesting, weird experience on public transportation, planes, trains, or automobiles, we want to hear your story. Stacy?
Yay.
What happened to you?
It wasn't actually myself. It was my mom.
Okay.
The car that she was in, the heater motor somehow caught fire and fell through the floorboard in the front, like the front passenger side.
It actually fell through, made a hole in the car.
It was laying in the floorboard. It melted out and was laying in the floorboard. But the worst part was, the fire had spread like through all of the electrical parts in the front of the car.
Oh yeah.
The automatic doors and locks would not work.
So you're trapped in the car. Oh my God! How did she get out?
Thankfully, after a few minutes of fighting and struggling, they managed to get the lock, undone and got out. But she had been in there so long that she actually had chemical burns in her lungs. So she had to be treated at the hospital for severe chemical burns.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah.
When your electric harness goes, everything just goes at once. It's bad.
Boom.
Yeah. That fire just took everything out in the front. It just melted all of anything that was automatic was automatically shut off.
Wow.
That is wicked.
That's some scary stuff there. Thank you for the call, Stacy. Deanne.
Yay.
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
When I was 9 months pregnant, like a week or two before I delivered my daughter, I had to ride the 16th Street Mall to commute.
Oh, boy.
And I had a homeless man spit on me.
Did you say sit or spit?
He was aiming to, like, spit tobacco out of the bus, and I just burst into tears and cried the whole way home.
He spit on you or sat on you?
Spit on me.
Oh.
What the heck?
And he was aiming for the door to spit out of the bus.
Right into your face.
Right into your pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
And what can you do? There's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
There's nothing I could do.
But cry, because you were emotional already. That's why Steve doesn't ride the 16th Street Mall shuttle.
I try not to.
Thank you for the call. That thing's almost killed me.
The mall ride.
You know what? I'm an idiot. And if you're out there and you're walking on the 16th Street Mall and you're texting, I just want you to know those mirrors are a foot and a half out on those buses.
They are.
And they will take you.
Yes, they will.
And I've watched people get like winged by them. And I almost would rather get hit full on by it, because when it wings you, it's like getting cut. It's like, it just goes, and they're flying in the middle of the block. They are moving.
Ouch.
Just be aware of the homeless people spitting on you on the bus.
And the mirrors.
And the mirrors. Brandy?
Yay.
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
So it was my I just finished my very last test from nursing school. I was riding the bus home. There's a guy across from me. You know, he's kind of slept over, like sleeping a little bit. The guy next to him kind of hit him, tried to wake him up. The guy kind of woke up from a stupor, gets towards the back door of the bus. And then the bus doors open and he completely just face plants into the grass of a neighborhood he definitely did not live in. About $1 million homes along 6th Ave. I just finished nursing school. I'm like, man, I have to do something. So I got off the bus with him. Sat with him, but like he's like crawling to lean up against a tree and the pint of Jim Beam falls out of his pocket.
Oh.
So
Do you guys have a drink then?
Take for him.
Celebrate passing your test.
Drink it all, obviously.
Oh man, that sucks.
Yeah.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.